Sunday night, early Yudches. Okay, so we're facing, coming up to Nisan. So it says in the Pasuk, so the simple pshat in the Pasuk is that Nisan is a special month, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, and therefore, because it's a special month, so even though we count the years from Tishrei, but the months we count from Nisan. Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana, this is the first, and then there's second, two, three, four, is Iyar Sivan Tammuz, and so on. So what's the point, what's the gedula, so to speak, of Chodesh Nisan? Because Sadr Chashuvan just speaks it out, the simple, right? Shabbo Haisa Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that was Hashgachas Hashem and Messias Hashem and all the things that we're going to be reiterating and learning about as we prepare for Pesach. Schar V'onesh, intervention in history. So all those things happened in Nisan. It's ascribed to Chodesh Nisan. And the Rosh Hashanah explains that the reason it's ascribed to the Chodesh is because there's a mazel, the mazel of Tler. I think that's Arius, I think. Unless it's not. The Mitzrayim worshipped Tler. And the Rosh Hashanah says that the mazel of Tler. I don't know if they worshipped the actual animal. I don't know. It's hard to imagine. Who knows? We don't really know. So the Rosh Hashanah speaks out that Avki b'makas borod nishbar libo atchomer Hashem atzadik vani vami harishoyim mikol makom. We see but arbe heirim rosh, it says vayigorish osom v'makas choshech yotzu b'chutz v'gedolo atchomer l'moshe Rabbeinu al tosef rosh ponoi v'atam, and they shows korvu yimei nisan, because the makas took approximately a year. That he would have the upper hand as Nisan approached. And under this Chodesh that Paro's waiting for his mazel, for his gods to help him, so it'll be Mizbarer, and therefore Nisan is a Rosh Chodeshim. Tafke, and also Rishonu, and therefore Rishonu Lachem Chodshei Hashana. And that's why the Mishkan was Hukam and Chodesh Nisan, the Rosh Hashulchan speaks out, and Wolf and the Rosh Hashulchan. That's why the Mishkan was Hukam and Rosh Chodesh, and the Nesiyim brought the Karbonos, and there was a Yontiv, and the Beis HaMikdash was with Lavo. At least according to this, will be rebuilt in Nisan, and therefore it has all the dinim of no Tachnun and no fasting. And etc. So it's all because of these inyanim that are special to Chodesh Nisan. Okay. We're in Rosh Hashanah now. We're learning Shair Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're up to Cheshbon number 13. Vashlosha Asar, number 13, Cheshbon Adam Im Nafsho Al Ma'aseihu. A person should be introspective about his deeds. The Tosefes HaKaroso, and should pay attention to it, Halishtadluso Bavodas HaBorei, how much of an effort he puts in to fulfill his obligation, because Almashu Vagos Yecholto Almashu Mishali Mecholos HaBorei Al Tovos HaVolov. So this is the Chavis HaVolov, this is basic theme in a lot of the Sefer, that it's a reciprocal relationship, that our avoda should be commensurate with the amount of gratitude we feel to Hashem. And therefore, you have to ask yourself, am I putting the effort into avodas Hashem? Am I being grateful enough? Am I doing for Hashem kafi what my hakaras hatov should be? The marshal bezel, Eved, he gives a marshal. An Eved, Shenosan al Adon of Adom al Yisroa, his master gave him a field to plant. Venosan al Zerak of Yitzarcho, and he gave him enough seeds to plant it. Zorak Sosa, but he only planted part of it. He only used part of the seeds for planting. And the rest of the seeds he used for his own purposes. He didn't plant the field with it. He had to admit he was negligent. So the master cheshbend kizora men azera bo adama upakat hanizrim imenu v'chishev al mashaola bo atachlis utvo b'shar hazera v'chayel l'foro kol mashaoheso adama osa v'godol madveo v'nichpolo ro'aso. In other words, the master, the Chavis Alova says, he not only had to repay him for the seed that he didn't plant, that he in effect stole, but the master made him pay for the zera that did not grow, that he was negligent, and it could have grown more, and he made him pay for the lost profit as well, not only for the seed that he stole. And therefore, my brother. Going the wrong way. Yeah. Confusing because I made the safe to go the English way. Yeah. So you have to contemplate al mashachanancha elokim. What Hashem has granted you, may have an oscha also, your knowledge about Hashem and Vestor also. U'mashinosu l'chom min ha'koach v'yecholas l'froa masha tochayavlo. He gave you the abilities that he gave you and the capabilities that he gave you to fulfill your obligations to him. V'asei b'zeh masha yeitzei el gvul ha'masu mimucho. Then you have to think how much of it you used. V'yero l'cho. And you have to realize, get on litva b'cholze, uvo lovli de cheshben. And it's gonna, you're gonna have to give an account. Choshkein eisi moshe chatovus adachem eisabori, he continues to give you, as you're squandering some of the koichas he gave you, much of the koichas he gave you, whatever it is, so meanwhile he's still giving you more. Roy l'chol ishkaga b'chol kochacho, v'sitrach b'chol yecholkacho l'foro, make sure your deeds match up to what you understand. Don't waste time, don't fritter away, because you might not pay up what you're obligated to do based on what Hashem does for you. Hashem gives you whatever you need to fulfill your obligations. If you squander it on things that you don't really need, on things you can do without, and going back to the marshal, not only for the kolchos that he didn't use properly, but also for the payros that it could have produced. Okay. Yes, it was good.
Yeah, no, it was good.